Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Haifa. The weather is perfect for a peaceful evening outside. In Jerusalem, temperatures are dropping, making it a crisp night in the city. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has confirmed the death of Ibrahim Abu Tsakar, a Hamas terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Mia Skem into Gaza on October 7. This report comes from Ynet from earlier today. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, talks on Hamas disarmament are stalled. The negotiations face hurdles over Israeli security demands and guarantees for Gaza. Also, this hour, a man in California has pled guilty to charges related to the 2023 death of a pro-Israel protester, as reported by Forward earlier today. He will avoid a prison sentence. Separately, Jewish leaders expressed disappointment over the light sentence given to Louay Abdel Fattah al-Naji, connected to the death of Paul Kessler. This comes from JTA's reporting earlier this hour. And finally, Israeli writer David Grossman has been awarded the 2026 Thomas Mann Prize with a $30,000 endowment, as noted by I-24 News in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted just minutes ago urging the restart of Project Freedom and a more aggressive stance on Iran's nuclear and missile issues. Ariel Oseran, a reporter, noted just now that explosions near Bandar Abbas were due to clashes between Iranian forces and an unspecified enemy, according to the IRGC's Fars News. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that former British Middle East Minister Tobias Elwood is questioning the success of Operation Epic Fury in Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike, Ynet reports that Ibrahim Abu Tsakar, who masqueraded as a paramedic, led multiple attacks against Israeli targets. This strike follows his involvement in the abduction of Mia Skem. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas operations in Gaza. Turning to the stalled Hamas disarmament talks, the Jerusalem Post outlines the challenges in reaching an agreement under the Trump administration's peace plan. The negotiations are complicated by the need for security assurances for both Israel and Gaza. The outcome remains uncertain, impacting future peace efforts. Meanwhile, Forward highlights the legal proceedings in California. Despite pleading guilty, the individual involved in the protesters' death will not serve time. This decision has prompted outcry from Jewish communities who see it as a failure of justice. In a related development, JTA shares reactions from Jewish leaders calling the sentence inadequate. Paul Kessler's death during the altercation left a deep impact on pro-Israel activism in the region. And lastly, David Grossman's award, reported by I-24 News, recognizes his contributions to literature. The Thomas Mann Prize is a prestigious international acknowledgement underscoring Grossman's influence in global literary circles. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Israel Aerospace Industries is set to boost its sales figures. This move follows a board decision to merge its subsidiary Elta, which specializes in radar and intelligence systems. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli defense startup Kela is raising $200 million. This funding round values the company at $1 billion, with backing from Bill Ackman and Eric Schmidt. And finally, Globes shares that Kayla's valuation could reach $1.2 billion. The investor's involvement highlights growing confidence in Israel's defense tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.